Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection in this new year, 2024, the first Sunday of Epiphany, Year B. Our readings today, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Psalm 29, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, verses 1 to 7, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 4 to 11. Let us pray. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we praise you for creating, healing, and loving us. We thank you for seeking and finding us, for holding us and renewing our lives. We honor you for all you have done for us, in us, and through us. But we adore you for who you are, the one true living God. Amen. Lord, our finest words can't reach the height of your throne. By your Holy Spirit, take our feeble words and actions, and by your grace, transform them into that which will honor your name. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, equip and enable our worship, and lead us all to your throne of grace. Amen. We have our opening hymn, Sounds of Fellowship, 1419. Here I am to worship.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for the first Sunday after the Epiphany, the baptism of our Lord, followed by the collect for the Epiphany, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him as your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. The Collect for the Epiphany. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us who know you now by faith to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Voice of God. The Voice of God. Our Old Testament lesson from Genesis chapter 1 speaks to the beginning of creation, and it represents our first encounter with the voice of God. The writer states, "In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while the wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good." Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 4a. The voice of God caused a response from the chaos that existed before creation. The earth had no form, and darkness covered the face of the deep. The voice of God brought order into the chaos. The voice of God brought light into being, the first element of creation. The voice of God brought the rest of creation into being. At every stage of creation, the voice of God caused a response which added to the creative process. The writer of Genesis continues, "And God said, Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And it was so." Genesis chapter 1, verse 6. Thus God created the sky. "And God said, Let the waters under the sky be gathered together in one place, and let dry land appear. And it was so." Genesis chapter 1, verse 9. Thus God created the land and the sea. "And God said, Let there be the lights to the dome of the sky, to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God said, God called the sun and the moon and stars into being. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. Verse 20. Thus God created sea monsters and birds. It was so. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind. Verse 24. And it was so. Thus God created all the animals of the earth. Finally, in verse 26a, God said, let us make humankind in our image according to our likeness. The writer of Genesis records, so God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. The voice of God has creative power. God spoke creation into being, after which the voice of God was an integral part of God's relationship with humankind. Because the first man and his wife listened to the voice of the serpent rather than the voice of God, sin entered the world and disrupted God's plan for humankind and for God's creation. From that time, humankind has been invited to listen to the voice of God and has had varying experiences of the presence and the power of that voice. When God spoke to Abram, God entered into the covenant relationship with him and his descendants. God spoke to Moses and gave him the task of liberating the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt. After their liberation, God spoke the Ten Commandments, the law, into being. Later, on various occasions, God spoke to the kings, priests, and prophets of Israel, as God called, commissioned, and sent them on their special task for God. In Psalm 29, the psalmist begins by calling on the heavenly beings to speak of the Lord's glory and strength. He calls on them to give God the glory God deserves and to worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2. Then the psalmist focuses attention on the voice of the Lord. He uses the term the voice of the Lord 7 times. Each time, the designation precedes an example of God's power over nature. The psalmist emphasizes the fact that God's voice is not simply God's speech or how God communicates. When God speaks, God wills something into being. When the psalmist speaks of the power of God's voice, he refers to the omnipotent power of God. Every time the psalmist mentions the voice of God, he illustrates God's power over nature. God's voice represents God's will. That which God commands to happen will always happen. God's voice, the psalmist says, shatters trees, moves mountains, shakes deserts, and strips forests bare. The psalmist proclaims in Psalm 29, verse 3a, 4, and 5, The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord splits the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord causes the oak to whirl and strips the forest bare. Verses 7a and 8. The psalmist gives these examples as a strong reason to glorify and worship God. God is a God of power, and God uses that power in love for the benefit of God's people. The psalmist concludes by asking God to give God's people strength. Strength to overcome the challenges of life. The psalmist also asks God to bless God's people with peace. That peace which the world cannot give. The psalmist concludes in verse 11. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. In our gospel from Mark chapter 1, we heard of the voice of God the Father as God affirms who Jesus is. Jesus joins the crowds who are journeying out into the wilderness to be baptized by John. When Jesus comes up out of the water, he sees the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Mark chapter 1, verse 10b and 11. The heavens open and the Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus, anointing him for his messianic mission. Like Israel's kings, Jesus' baptism serves as his coronation. He is anointed as the Messiah, the long-awaited king who will make God's will known in the world. Jesus is equipped for this task with the Holy Spirit. He is crowned with the dove of peace and affirmed by the voice of God as God's Son, the Beloved, with whom the Father is well pleased. The voice of God affirming God's pleasure at the presence of God's beloved Son. The voice of God identifying Jesus and expressing God's pleasure at his obedience to give up his divine nature and take on human nature to redeem humankind by offering himself as the one full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. We are reminded that at our baptism, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, who will be the voice of God to us. When we hear that still small voice of God, we are called not only to listen, but to obey. The writer of the book of the letter to the Hebrews reminds us in chapter 3, verse 15. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in rebellion. God loves us. God wants what is best for us. When God speaks to us, it is to guide and strengthen us as we face the challenges of life, and to give us God's peace as we overcome these challenges. In this new year, 2024. We will hear the voice of God. Let us pray for the wisdom, not only to discern God's voice, but to obey. Amen. Let us pray. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. At his baptism, your voice, O Lord, announced your beloved Son. May all who are baptized in his name proclaim him in word and deed. Unite your church in the waters of new birth by your Holy Spirit. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. At the beginning of creation, your word, O Lord, brought everything into being. Give to your people reverence for all you have made that bear your image. May we be to one another a blessing. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. In baptizing all who came, John displayed the hospitality of your love. Increase within us the same spirit of welcome and openness to repentance. Unlock the chains of past mistakes and reveal the gateway to newness of life for all. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. At your command, your word, O Lord, brings light into darkness. Shine your radiant beams on all who are in need of your healing grace. Bring us all to rejoice in your glory. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Your word, O Lord, is our beginning and our end. In your loving purpose, we commend all who have died. May we at last pass through the waters of death to live with you forever. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn CPWI 241. Thou whose almighty word. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Almighty God, who led the wise men by the shining of a star to find the Christ, the light from light, lead you also in your pilgrimage to find the Lord. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit to rest upon the only begotten at his baptism in the Jordan River, pour out that Spirit on you who have come to the waters of new birth. May God, by the power that turned water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana, transform your lives and make glad your hearts, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. And we wish in this new year that you will be drawn into a closer relationship with God. We will not only hear the voice of God, but that we will have the courage and the wisdom to obey. We pray for God's blessings on you and your families in this new year. And we pray that our relationship with God and our love for each other would increase. We end with the hymn, The Goodness of God.
And all my life you have been faithful. good.